Come listen to me, you gallant so free, all you that loves mirth for to hear. And I will you tell of a bold outlaw that lived in Nottinghamshire. As Robin Hood in the forest stood, all under the greenwood tree, there was he ware of a brave young man, as fine as fine might be. The youngster was clothed in scarlet red, in scarlet fine and gay, and he did frisk it over the plain, and chanted a roundelay. As Robin Hood next morning stood amongst the leaves so gay, there did he espy the same young man come drooping along the way. The scarlet he wore the day before, it was clean cast away, and every step he fetched a sigh, alack and a well a day. Then stepped forth brave little John, and Nick the miller's son, which made the young man bend his bow, when as he see them come. "Stand off, stand off," the young man said, "what is your will ill with me? You must come before our master straight under yon greenwood tree. And when he came, bold Robin before, Robin asked him courteously, "Oh, hast thou any money to spare for my merry man and me? "I have no money," the young man said, "but 5 shillings and a ring, and that I have kept it this 7 long years to have it at my wedding. "I have no money," the young man said, "but 5 shillings and a ring, and that I have kept it this 7 long years to have it at my wedding. Yesterday I should have married a maid, but she was from me ta'en, and chosen to be an old knight's delight, whereby my poor heart is slain. "What is thy name?" then said Robin Hood, "come tell me without any fail." "By the faith of my body," then said the young man, My name it is Allen a Dale. "What wilt thou give me?" said Robin Hood, "in ready gold or fee, to help thee to thy love true again, and deliver her unto thee. "I have no money," then quoth the young man, "no ready gold nor fee, but I will swear upon a book thy true servant for to be. "How many miles is it to thy true love? Come tell me without any guile." "By the faith of my body," then said the young man, "it is but 5 little mile. It is but 5 little mile. Then Robin he hasted over the plain. He did neither stint nor lin, until he came unto the church where Alan should keep his wedding. Where Alan should keep his wedding. What dost thou do here? The bishop he said, I prithee now tell to me. I am a bold harper, quoth Robin Hood, and the best in the North Country, and the best in the North Country. Oh, welcome, the bishop, he said, that music best pleaseth me. You shall have no music, quoth Robin Hood, till the bride and the bridegroom I see. Till the bride and the bridegroom I see. With that came in a wealthy knight, which was both grave and old, and after him a finnikin lass did shine like the glycerine gold, did shine like the glycerine gold. This is not fit match, quoth bold Robin Hood, that you do seem to make here. For since we are come unto the church, the bride she shall choose her own dear. The bride she shall choose her own dear. Then Robin Hood put his horn to his mouth and blew blast 2 or 3, when 24 bowmen bold came leaping over the lea, came leaping over the lea. And when they came into the churchyard, marching all on a row, the first man was Allan a Dale, to give bold Robin his bow, to give bold Robin his bow. This is thy true love, Robin, he said, young Allan, as I hear say, and you shall be married at this same time before we depart away, before we depart away. That shall not be, the bishop he said, for thy word shall not stand. They shall be 3 times asked in the church, as the law is of our land, as the law is of our land. Robin pulled off the bishop's coat and put it upon little John. By the faith of my body, then Robin said, this cloth doth make thee a man. This cloth doth make thee a man. When little John went into the choir, the people began to laugh. He acted them 7 times in the church, least 3 times should not be enough. Least 3 times should not be enough. Who gives me this maid? Then said little John, quoth Robin Hood, that do I. And he doth take her from Allan a Dale, full dearly he shall her buy, full dearly he shall her buy. And thus having ended this merry wedding, the bride looked as a queen. And so they returned to the merry greenwood, amongst the leaves so green, amongst the